MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Roland Pienz, Director of Wine Cellar. Roland, appreciate the time again. You are my go-to wine chap. We've talked around wine from many different sort of angles, broadly as an asset class. You sent me a note last week. LinkedIn does have some uses, it turns out. You and a colleague are going to be consulting on an actively managed certificate that will list in Switzerland, but perhaps the lead there is it's going to have wine in it. Essentially, it's going to be an easy way to access wine as an alternative investment.
Thanks, Simon. Yeah, we're really excited because we've been looking for the right kind of structure to house a wine investment. And this is it. It's the AMC. It's securitized, which means the investor has confidence that what they're buying actually has the underlying within it. And there's an ISIN number. So there's no more bulletproof that a wine investment can be. And we love this asset class because you look over the last 20 years, you'll see that it's long-term gains and it's uncorrelated and less volatile than a lot of the other asset classes. And now you're able to move in and out of this AMC, much like you would with any other instrument.
Absolutely. And we've chatted around wine as an investment before. And this will be, I mean, it's not going to be like equities where you're trading up a storm. There might be some trading happening, but I would imagine a fair bit of this is wine. And we have chatted before, you pick it up early, hold it some years, and then exit on the other end.
That's exactly right. There's some star performers that we would put down for a long time. And then there'd be some more active trading. But I was just looking yesterday how the top four wines in the world are all owned by LVMH, Moton, Chandon, and Dom Perignon, and alike. And those wines have been going up 12% annualized for the last 20 years. And I don't think they're going to be stopping. So really, it's a great place to have an alternative investment.
They weren't in the article I was reading. It's going to be the four main regions, Burgundy, Bordeaux, Champagne, Tuscany, and those South African wines. And that's not that we don't do good wines. Maybe we just don't do quite good enough wines.
Well, we're getting there, Simon. We will be putting a small percentage into South African wines. It has traditionally been very difficult because of the way that our industry has been structured. We haven't made large quantities of fine wines. And the reason it would pick the main regions of Europe is because they're the most liquid and the most traded. And of course, you want this certificate to be liquid. And South African wines have been less so. But with this enterprise, we actually will be investing in South African wines. That's great news for the industry as well.
I was preparing for this interview and I was digging around and there's a couple of places where you can get sensors around prices and trends and the like. Wine is becoming more liquid, no pun intended, but the tradability, certainly from what I would imagine 20 years ago, probably certainly 40 years ago, it was just somebody's cellar.
Absolutely. Now it's changed completely, of course, with technology, the internet, LiveX, which is now the de facto pricing mechanism in the market. They've been around for 20 years. They've got millions of points of data. And like you can trade any other asset class, you can now trade these little stocks, these wine stocks, and there's liquidity across multiple platforms. So really, there's a lot more certainty than ever before.
Do you have an expected listing date for the AMC?
It's imminent. We're speaking to funders at the moment, people looking to invest, and now's the time. Shire Capital are offering it in South Africa, and they would be the ones to contact. And Wine Cellar is backed behind it as well, giving the comfort of 20 years of fine wine trading and experience. We've been doing the same sort of practice for the last 20 years, and now it's time just to formalize it a lot more.
Yeah, it's that liquidity. It's the ease of transaction within an AMC. And correct, as you say, it's all the sort of I's being dotted and T's being crossed. Changing topics slightly, when you messaged me last week, you said you've been in contact with Minister Steenhuisen around changes to current outdated and expensive export legislation. What is the issue with our export legislation in terms of wine?
Well, we've got a very good wine certification and export protocol, but it's almost too good. So if you want to export some fine old wine, you have to give 3 samples away for them to test it. Doesn't matter if it's 10 Rand or 1,000 Rand a bottle. And then, of course, we don't have long-term bond stores in this country. So fine wine gets stored without VAT and duty so that you don't get any leakage. And we don't have these long-term bond stores. So we're looking to have other practices where we're able to store wines in bond and then move them across the world and trade them on multiple platforms. And really, it's important that South African fine wine gets traded around the world because that's visibility. And then a hotel in any part of the world could buy it off these platforms and have it on their list. And really, South African fine wine hasn't had that exposure in the past. We generally drink it when it's young. And you know what? South African wines are fantastic. They're world class and they need a bit of age on them.
Yeah, I got a friend who lives in Manhattan. He was at a restaurant and there was some old South African wines on the menu. I don't think I've ever seen him so excited on WhatsApp. He comes often and he says our wine needs to be out there more. A last question, which I always ask you when I conclude an interview with you, Roland. I can't get you going with asking, what's your Tuesday night quaffing wine for those on the budget these days?
Sure. I just have to think about the rats that I've got in my fridge at the moment. It's a Chenin Blanc under 200 Rand. And, you know, South African Chenin Blanc is becoming world famous, like white Burgundy is. People around the world are looking for South African Chenin, and Rats is one of the best of them. And yeah, I've got it in the fridge.
Roland Peens, director of Wine Cellar, as he said, it's Shire Capital, are sort of doing the book build, I suppose, in a sense, for that AMC. Roland, always appreciate the time. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.